You know, judging by practice, I just go by what I've seen, John, and he's had an excellent preseason. He's fully healthy. I mean, I think I've said this now 1,000 times. I mean, it's hard to describe, you know, what it's like to block him, you know. So it's been very difficult. So I would expect him to go out there and be his usual self, play very well.
You've talked before about how feels like JJ never ceases to amaze you, and yet the way that he's juggling a full-time job, NFL football, and a full-time job, this charity effort, you know, $27 million. I mean, can you just speak to the spectacle that that's become?
Yeah, I mean, it is, there's very few people that could do that. And I'll say this, and I think he would say this, he has a number of people helping him now, and he's very focused on the game. I mean, you know, these guys are here, you know, Matt, from like 6:30 in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So he none of them have much time for anything other than studying Jacksonville and, you know, getting ready to play the game. So, you know, it's incredible what he's done, but I can tell you that he's very focused on his job on the game on Sunday.
Do you guys talk about in the locker room about how much a win on Sunday would mean to the city?
You know, I don't think we've talked about it that much. I mean, if you have to talk about that, you know, I don't know. You know, you probably don't have much of a clue of what's going on outside the building, which that can be the case in certain things, but not in this case. So, because it's directly affected a lot of guys in that locker room, you know, directly affected families of players and coaches and support staff. So, you know, we know what it means. But again, we also know that Jacksonville is a very tough opponent. They have a whole new regime there with Coach Coughlin and Coach Marone. It's going to be a different ball club that comes in here. And we're going to have to play every snap at a very high level in order to win the game. It's going to be a very difficult game, but we know that it will mean a lot to Houston for us to come out and play well. We understand that.
Bill, what was it like to watch the practice rivalry, the friendly rivalry that A.J. Wade and DeAndre Hopkins had? What do you think it will be like to watch them play on Sunday?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just talked about that a little bit this morning in our meeting, you know, the respect that we have for A.J., what he did here. You know, when we got here, he had been here for a year. He was an undrafted guy, Central Florida. Everybody knows the story. Played a little bit in our first year here, and then you know, basically became a starter. You know, and a lot of that was obviously because of his own work ethic, his ability to be here day in and day out and work. And then obviously going up against Hop on a scout team, that was a very, very important part of his development too. You know, they made each other better. I know they're close friends, and you know, I think when the game starts, all that goes out the window. It's just a matter of executing and making sure you're doing your job on both sides of the ball. But we have a lot of respect for A.J.
Bill, I know you sort of heard Doug Rose brand of humor before, but he had his conference call with us today, Bill. And he said, "I never liked Bill O'Brien. That's all been false. I really like his wife a lot better than him. For me, people think we're friends. We're really not." He pointed out that he and his wife are friends with your wife. He said, "So it's really three against one." And unfortunately for the media, he admitted it was only teasing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would say as a Bostonian, he's speaking like a true New Yorker that he is. That's how I would respond to his humor.
That's it?
That's it. True guy from the Bronx. Sense of humor. Nah, he's a good coach, good friend, and it's going to be a tough football game.
He says that you guys really don't talk at this time. He says it's too hard. It's too much.
Yeah, I mean, we're you know... You know, basically, he and his wife introduced myself and my wife. I mean, we go back. We coached together, roomed together at Georgia Tech. You know, you're going back to 23 years, working for George O'Leary and Ralph Friedgen and those guys. So we've known each other a long time. But, you know, like anything else, when it comes to this league and this game, you know, if you're in this thing long enough, you know, you become friends with a lot of different people. And when the game kicks off, friendship's out the window, and you're trying to do the best job you can to win the game.
He said he texted you during the hurricane stuff, and his wife checked in with your wife.
Yeah, they talk a lot. They're good friends. They went to Boston College together, so they're friends, and they talk a lot. And he did text me during Harvey. You know, he was with the Saints during Katrina, so he gave me, you know, a couple pieces of advice that he thought that worked that Sean Payton did when he was there. So I thought that was pretty cool of him to do that, and that's basically as much as I've talked to him in the last month or two.
Bill, what kind of input does Tom have now that he's known the system for a while now, and the back and forth in the room that what he sees and tells you guys, and that he's developed since all the knowledge?
Yeah, Our guys in that room always have input. Like, there's no, I mean, it's not a dictatorship. We go in there and we try to guide them with what the game plan is. And then, you know, look, as the week progresses, there's certain things as they're watching film, we're watching film, maybe they like, maybe they don't like. We're not going to run any plays that they don't feel comfortable with. I mean, that would be idiotic. So there's a lot of back and forth, a lot of emailing, texting, phone calls, not just when we're in the building. That's the position of quarterback in this league when you're playing, you know, defenses like Jacksonville, which is a top defense that is very difficult to go against. You have to be in constant communication with your quarterback to make sure you're on the same page. Hey, we're thinking about this here, that here. This is how we're going to practice tomorrow. You know, here's some of the things we're thinking about in first and second down, third down, red area, things like that. So it's a very, very much an open line of communication in there.
A good way to gauge how much he does understand what you guys are trying, because you know when he comes up with his own things, it's showing you that all right, he has
a he has a very good knowledge of what we do. He's been in it for 4 years. He comprehends everything that we're talking about. We're talking the same language, and he understands it very well from a defensive perspective, what we're looking at, and then obviously from our own perspective. So yeah, he understands it very well.
As Tom's making his first start, entering a season as quarterback, it's kind of an unconventional route for him to get here, multiple colleges, fourth-round picks, sitting behind a free agent acquisition quarterback. Does it surprise you that he's been able to kind of get to this point, and what does it say about the type of person he is and his perseverance?
Yeah, he's a resilient guy. You know, I've known him for a while. I knew him when I was at Penn State. He had been at Rutgers and was thinking about going somewhere else, and that's the first time I met he and his brother and his dad. And I was always struck with his demeanor, his poise and his straightforwardness. And, you could just tell that he was a guy that believed in himself through all the things that he had been through and what he has been through up to this point. And he's had a good camp. He's had a good offseason. You know, a lot of quarterbacks in this league go through a lot, early in their career. If you look at the history of quarterbacks in this league, not everybody just starts from day one. The good ones, some guys have different things that they go through. So Tom's earned the right to be the starter, and we're looking forward to seeing, how he plays.
Seeing a difference in how he understands things, because for 3 years he knew the offense, and now this year, whole offseason, he's running the offense. He's getting all the reps. He's playing. Have you seen a difference in how he understands things?
Yeah, probably, it probably has shown itself more, Wex, because of the fact that he's out there doing it more. He's getting more reps. So as a coach, you're looking at him and you're saying, yeah, like this guy these are plays that you really hadn't seen him run in the past. Now, since, the end of July to where we are now, that's a long time. So, we've seen it a while. We've seen it in OTAs because he's been getting a lot of the reps, obviously most of the reps. And you're right, though. I think he has shown us a lot by being out there getting all those reps.
Bill, you've run the ball more than any team in the league for 3 years. You're bringing in Foreman. Is Foreman where you want him to be at this point? What do you expect from him starting against
Jets? Foreman's going to be a good player. No, I mean, I don't think any of the rookies are where you want them to be, where they're going to eventually be. I wouldn't say that about any rookie. It's too early. There's so much development, John, that goes on, with our coaching staff. I've seen rookies take a big jump from week one to week 10. I've seen rookies take the jump in their second year. Deontay Foreman, is a downhill runner. Guy that he's got instincts, he's got good vision, but he's got a ways to go. If he plays, if he's active on Sunday, we'll see how it goes. But Lamar's the main guy, and we'll go from there.
Can you put into words that the last month, 5 weeks of the Purdue football team being in West Virginia, the flood, just everything you got? It's not a typical preseason.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a good group of guys. Like I said, I was on some radio thing yesterday, and I can't predict anything. I'm not a predictor, but I do know that this is a very, very good group of guys to work with. I mean, you come into the building every day like you really can't wait to coach them. They work hard. They're very attentive in the meetings. They're all good teammates. They care about each other. They listen to the coaching. They take the coaching. They're attentive. They have good input into the game plan and to what we're doing. So I really enjoy this group, and I think a lot of that has to do with us, being away together for a while.
Is it also a guy like Dylan Cole making this roster?
He's had a productive preseason. He's made a lot of plays. Again, just like the answer to Deontay, none of these rookies are where they're going to be eventually, but they've all earned the right at this point to make the team. and they have to keep it going. You know, I would say that Cole has really made a lot of plays on special teams, and when he's gotten in there on defense, he's run around. He can run, he can tackle. He's a tough kid, but, you know, he's a long way away from being where he's where he eventually is going to be, I think.
How are you going to handle captains?
What's that?
How are you going to handle
it? I have a leadership council, and I'll choose the captains each week from that leadership council.
What has Joel McGee done to, very quickly since he came back from the injury to get into the first string and start your depth chart?
Yeah, I mean, he was out for a while, Aaron. So, but, you know, he had done a lot last year, and we had seen what he could do. He's a tough kid, Michigan State guy. You know, he's a guy that, he, you know, when he played last year, he made plays for us. We knew that he was, you know, obviously hurt, and he was going to be back at some point. When he got back, he made some plays. He's a ways away from being fully back, but he was able to go in there and make some plays. He's got good length, tough guy. And so, you know, we're glad to have him back.